from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back again in English Bulletin for today. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and My Indonesia. We will continue our program with News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo wants Indonesian banking to be more open and more courageous to face challenges and risk. Telkom disburses capital to Hungary company. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded the banking sector in Indonesia to be more brave and more open in facing challenges from foreign banks, especially those who will enter and that has already operated in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo, in a meeting with the leaders of commercial banks in Indonesia held at the State Palace in Jakarta on Thursday, March 15, 2018, said that Indonesian banks should also take advantage of the positive momentum that is being achieved, especially to attract foreign investors into Indonesia.
Di jasa keuangan, kenyataannya adalah sekarang dunia sudah sepenuhnya terbuka.
In the financial services, the world is now fully open. Our people can propose loans and can open savings anywhere in the era like this. For example, people can fly to Singapore to open an account, where it is very easy. Taking credit cards there is also is so easy, and taking a loan is also very easy. Therefore, we have no choice. In the future, we have no choice. We must be open, including competition with international banks that enter and exist in Indonesia. Everything must be ready. I think it is better for international banks to operate in Indonesia instead of our customers go overseas. That's the only choice.
Menurut saya lebih baik bank internasional ini ada di Indonesia daripada nasabah kita yang lari keluar kalau saya. Pilihannya hanya itu.
President Joko Widodo said that the world's interest in Indonesia is still quite high, and it is proven by the release issued by U.S. News and Report magazine, where Indonesia is ranked second as the most attractive country for investment. President Joko Widodo views that, of course, this is one of the positive achievements in which he wants to reboost the performance improvement of business ease in Indonesia. Thus, President Joko Widodo reminded the banking players in the country to be more daring and also more open in facing challenges from foreign banks that will go to Indonesia and also those that have already operated in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo added that in return, foreign investors are interested in investing their capital because of trend, not condition of a country. On the same occasion, Chairman of the Financial Services Authority, Wimbo Santoso, explained that the banking sector is in good condition because of the adequacy of the capital that reaches 23.26%. The Indonesian banking is not experiencing something very worrying. PT Telekomunikasi Indonesia or Telkom TBK, through its subsidiary PT Metranet, disburses capital into Salom Global ZRT, a provider of mobile payment solutions and Hungarian electronic commerce services. Director of Digital and Strategic Portfolio of PT Telkom, David Bangun, met at the 170th anniversary of the Hungarian Revolution in Jakarta on Wednesday night, said that Salom Global ZRT is a company sought by PT Telekomunikasi Indonesia TBK, because Salom has very strong financial services and has platform that can adapt to customer needs. all Cellum businesses in Indonesia are explicit with Telkom. Well, this Cellum is very strong for its financial services, so it has a platform that can adjust to customers' needs. This is what we pursue here because it is very strong on the platform side. Once upon a time, we had a consultant for digital business of Telkom. Well, specifically for financial services, we review from various platforms. The Cellum is a technology partner of MasterCard, number one in the world, so we see it the most excellent platform financial service. David Bangun further said that Cellum is considered the most prominent company in the financial platform that can help develop Telkom's financial services business, including e-money, T-cash, and T-money, mobile phone payments, as well as an event or festival ticket payment system. In addition to cooperation with Cellum, Telkom also brought in experts from Hungary for the development of startup Telkom Indigo Incubator. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya underscored that the cooperation between Indonesia and Hungary has improved in recent years. Speaking at the celebration of the 170th anniversary of the Hungarian Revolution in Jakarta on Wednesday, March the 14th, Minister Arif Yahya said that the increased cooperation between the two countries has covered many sectors ranging from information technology to tourism sector. However, he emphasized that there is an opportunity of both countries to enhance the bilateral cooperation. Minister Arif Yahya also said that there was an increase of 8.9% of the total trade value of Indonesia and Hungary in 2017. This has not shown the true potential of the cooperation between the two countries, given that there is open space for the development of bilateral relations between Indonesia and Hungary.
In 2017, the volume of bilateral trade reached $133 million, an increase of 8.9% from previous year. That this figure does not reflect the real potential of Indonesia and Hungary. The two countries have a huge room to boost cooperation in various sectors, such as in the technology of information and communication, health, defense, energy, agriculture, fishery, education, and most of all, my portfolio, the tourism industry.
Previously, Chief of Presidential Staff Murdoko said that foreign direct investment from European Union countries is the second largest in Indonesia. In fact, the European Union is also Indonesia's fourth largest trading partner. Upon receiving 21 European Union ambassadors at the Office of the Presidential Staff, Murdoko called for the ambassadors of the European Union countries to be more optimistic to invest in Indonesia. This news comes to you over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Army Chief of Staff General Mulyono said that Indonesian people must remain secure and strong in facing various challenges and threats that may trigger to split Indonesia. He views that various threats need to be watched by strengthening the development character of the nation among the people, especially the younger generation, both urban and remote areas. General Mulyono to RRI in the activity of TNI jointly to build villages 2018 in Jakarta Thursday, March the 15th, appealed to all young generations not to be easily provoked. Responding to the statement of the Chief of Staff of the Army, Minister of Education and Culture, Muhajir Effendi wants the young generation of Indonesia to strengthen themselves, and it is useful to counteract various dangerous issues that lead to split the nation. On the occasion, General Mulyono and Minister Muhajir Effendi asked all components of the Indonesian nation, especially the younger generation, not to be easily provoked by various misleading issues in a bid to maintain the territorial integrity of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport in Bali during Nyepi Day or Silent Day 2018 does not operate for 24 hours starting March 17, 2018 at 6 Indonesian Central Time, except for flights and emergency landing. Executive Director of PT Angkasa Pura 1, Faik Fahmi, through press release in Jakarta Thursday said that as in previous years, it will stop all activities of services at the airport for 24 hours during the implementation of Nyepi or the Day of Silence, which falls on Saturday. The closing is a tribute of Angkasa Pura I for Hindus in Bali in order to perform worship quietly. With this closure, all scheduled and chartered flights, both domestic and international routes, will be eliminated. Based on the data collected, at least 482 flights are not operational at Nyepi Day or the Day of Silence, which consists of 244 domestic flights and 238 international flights. The National Narcotic Agency, BNN, has shot dead a Malaysian citizen, Eng Aun, alias Peter, who allegedly smuggled ecstasy pills and methamphetamine to West Kalimantan. The agency's Deputy of Eradication Inspector General Armand Deparis stated on Wednesday that the suspect was shot dead while trying to escape from custody and attacking the agency's personnel. The authority has also arrested another suspect, EA, an Indonesian who played his role as courier and seized 30,000 ecstasy pills and 2 kilograms of methamphetamine. And according to Arman, the National Anti-Narcotic Agency, BNN, received information on the attempt to smuggle ecstasy pills and methamphetamine from Kuching, Malaysia to Indonesia via Sanggau in West Kalimantan. Responding to the information, the agency and the customs office monitored the Trans-Kalimantan route and arrested EA. EA confessed that he was ordered by a Malaysian citizen known as Peter, who stayed in Harris Hotel in Pontianak. The suspect died on his way to Sudarso Hospital in the city. And the last item, the Korea Rail Network Authority, KRNA, is interested in investing in mass transportation sector in North Sumatra. KRNA believes that the province has potential economic resource to be developed further. General Manager of Overseas Cooperation of Korea Rail Network Authority, Daegun Park, said on Wednesday that the management is ready to conduct cooperation with the North Sumatra Provincial Administration in building the mass transportation. He has met the executive of North Sumatra Regional Secretary, Ibnu Hutomo. The KRNA is a Korean company that constructs light rapid transportation and bus rapid transportation. The Korean company interest is in line with the Indonesian government's plan that invites the private sector to invest in the transportation facility. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo wants Indonesian banking to be more open and more courageous to face challenges and risk. Telkom disburses capital to Hungarian company. And that was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Named as Former President in the Constellation of General Elections. The great event of the Democratic Party of both legislative and presidential elections in Indonesia is still 1 year ahead, but the atmosphere of the competition has begun. After the announcement of political parties to participate in the general election some time ago, the public are enlivened with discussion about the political maneuvers, such as the possibility of any party that will dominate the association of folks and the candidates of vice president and president to challenge the incumbent. In the discussion, there is a classical story about a new political party, Working Party or Partai Berkarya, led by Hutomo Mandala Putra, Elias Tommy, wanting to raise the name of Indonesian second president, Suharto. This new political party symbol is almost similar with Golkar Party, which was the political vehicle of past ruling government during New Order. In addition, Tommy's presence as the chairperson clearly indicates that Suharto's name would be his political commodity. Party Secretary General of Partai Berkarya, Badarudin Andi Picunant, admitted that his party will adopt successful programs in the New Order era. Although some people underestimate the presence of Partai Berkarya, it is interesting to observe to what extent the new political party action is in election later. Entering Ripon era, Sun all political parties and Suharto's family have lost their sympathy. However, the recent result of several surveys mentioned that Suharto was a successful president. So this can be interpreted that the memory of some people about the five-star general who had been in power for 32 years is still strongly implanted in their mind in some remote areas across Indonesia. At least this is feasible with the fulfillment of the provision of the number of board members and members of the Working Party throughout Indonesia as a condition to follow the election. Is that approved? Tommy was imprisoned from 2002 to 2006 for some crimes such as plotting the murder of Supreme Court Justice Saipudin Kartasasmita on July 26, 2001, possession of firearms and ammunition, and deliberate escaping. Now he is chairing one of the political parties to participate in the 2019 presidential election. It is not something new if the former president's son, who had been marginalized, eventually returns to the center of the political constellation in Indonesia. Likewise, Megawati Soekarnoputri, the daughter of the Indonesian first president, could also ultimately lead and raise one political party, PDIP, that took her as the fourth president of Indonesia. Something impossible could be achieved in the new order. Now the point is that how every political party, either the new or old ones, has to take wisdom of what has happened. The life keeps going on, but positive aspect or goodness must be put forward. When someone is in power, he or she cannot forget the grassroots people. This must be a reference of the voters in determining who will lead this country. The former president's great need may be the political community of general elections participants. But constructive criticism must always come up, because a faint name is never enough to build a challenging future with different characteristics from one each other. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History, over Air Rival Service Voice of Indonesia. Well, it started for infant on March 15, 1906, when Rolls-Royce Company was established. Rolls-Royce Company is well-known car producer from England, which also produces airplanes machine. It was established by Charles Stewart Rolls and Sir Frederick Henry Royce on March 15, 1906 as a continuation of partnership which has cooperated since 1904. In 1971, Rolls-Royce experienced difficulty on finance due to RB211 development, which was too expensive, so that the company was nationalized to be Rolls-Royce Limited. In 1973, division of car was separated from the central company as Rolls-Royce Motors. Rolls-Royce Limited continued to produce airplanes machine until privatized in 1987 as a Rolls-Royce PLC. The next event is about World Rights Consumer Day. March 15th is commemorated as a World Rights Consumer Day as media to increase global awareness about consumer rights and need. To commemorate the day is opportunity to demand in order the rights of all consumers are respected and protected, and to protest market offenses and social injustice that weaken these rights. The World Rights Consumer Day is inspired by US President John F. Kennedy, who sent special message to the U.S. Congress on March 15, 1962, about consumer rights issues. The president was the first world leader who conducted the consumer movement commemorated the day in 1983 for the first time as Right Consumer Day. Now, organizations of consumers throughout the world, including Indonesia, commemorates Rights Consumer Day every year. And the last event was in 1983 when Nyepi was declared as national holiday in Indonesia. Nyepi, which means Silent Day, was just celebrated simultaneously in Bali in 1973. Previously, Nyepi was conducted independently in each village. The basic implementation in general was local tradition in each village. 10 years later, the central government of Indonesia decided Nyepi as a national holiday based on Presidential Decree No. 3, 1983. In the decree, it was also decided Waisak as a national holiday. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to My Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll bring you the topic about strict liability, the concept of environment and forestry minister to ensnare environmental perpetrators. The concept of strict liability is believed to facilitate the enforcement of environmental law in Indonesia. This concept is proven to be able to ensnare corporations that are negligent to safeguard their concession land in forest and land fire law cases. This was stated by the Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, when she attended the launching of Dr. Andri Gunawan Wibisana's book entitled Environmental Law Enforcement Through Civil Accountability in Jakarta on Monday, March 12. The application of the concept of strict liability is timely to be considered in the civil lawsuit against perpetrators of pollution and environmental destruction. The implementation of the concept of strict liability is believed to increase the effectiveness and to bring about deterrent effect for perpetrators of pollution and environmental destruction. Therefore, the rights of public constitution of Article 28 and the 1945 Constitution, which states that everyone has the rights to obtain a good and healthy environment, can be realized. Minister Siti Nurbaya asserted, it takes courage of legal practitioners to start thinking and practicing the strict liability effort based on appropriate and consistent lawsuit. Previously, the case of environmental damages, especially caused by forest and land fires, was very difficult to prove in the court. But in the era of President Joko Widodo, the enforcement of environmental law is applied by lawyers by using various legal instruments, both in administration, criminal, and civil cases to add more deterrent effect. Through this step, corporate compliance rates keeping their concession area from the fire are higher, and the number of hotspots has been significantly reduced in the last 2 years. Strict liability is based on the provision of Article 88 of Law No. 32/2019. This is a concept of civil liability which does not require a mistake on the defendant's side, but it causes losses to the plaintiff and the existence of causality. The use of strict liability by using concept start being implemented in the lawsuit of Environment and Forestry Minister as the plaintiff against the defendant, namely PT Waringin Agrojaya in South Jakarta Court in 2017. In its verdict, the court concluded that the defendant's activity related to oil palm plantations, such as clearing land by boarding method, has caused a serious risk to the environment. The strict liability is applied to this case. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
This is Ania Sana with News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded the banking sector in Indonesia to be more brave and more open in facing challenges from foreign banks, especially those who will enter and that has already operated in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo, in a meeting with the leaders of commercial banks in Indonesia held at the State Palace in Jakarta on Thursday, March 15, said that Indonesian banks should also take advantage of the positive momentum that is being achieved, especially to attract foreign investors into Indonesia. PT Telecomunikasi Indonesia Telkom TBK, through its subsidiary PT Metranet, disburses capital into Salem Global ZRT, a provider of mobile payment solutions and Hungarian electronic commerce services. Director of Digital and Strategic Portfolio of Telkom Company, David Bangun, met at the 170th anniversary of the Hungarian Revolution in Jakarta on Wednesday night, said that Salem Global ZRT is a company sought by PT Telecomunikasi Indonesia TBK because Salem has a very strong financial service and has platform that can adapt to customer needs. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya underscored that the cooperation between Indonesia and Hungary has improved in recent years. Speaking at the celebration of the 170th anniversary of the Hungarian Revolution in Jakarta on Wednesday, March the 14th, Minister Arif Yahya said that the increased cooperation between the two countries has covered many sectors ranging from information technology to tourism sector. Army Chief of Staff General Mulyono said that Indonesian people must remain secure and strong in facing various challenges and threats that may trigger to split Indonesia. He views that the various threats need to be watched and by strengthening the development character of the nation among the people, especially the younger generation, both urban and remote areas. Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport in Bali during Nyepi Day or Silent Day 2018 does not operate for 24 hours starting March 17, 2018 at 600 hours Central Indonesia time except for flights and emergency landing. The National Narcotics Agency BNN has sought that a Malaysian citizen, Eng Aun, alias Peter, who allegedly smuggled ecstasy pills and methamphetamine to West Kalimantan. And the last item, the Korea Rail Network Authority, KRNA, is interested in investing in mass transportation sector in North Sumatra. And listener, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of Maluku traditional dances, namely Orlape dance. Stay tuned. Maluku is located in eastern Indonesia. Maluku is one of the oldest provinces in the history of Indonesian independence, which is also known as the Thousand Island area, and variety of social culture and abundant natural wealth. Each region in Indonesia from Sabang to Merauke has different cultures, ranging from dance to traditional ceremonies, which have unique characteristics which are very interesting to know. In the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today, we will present you to the traditional dance from Maluku region. Maluku, which is famous for its beautiful beaches and various interesting traditional dances, such as Orlape traditional dance. It is the traditional dance for welcoming guests in Maluku. Generally, the dance describes the happiness of the whole communities toward the arrival of the guests of honor in their village. The combination of floor, the dance movement and musical rhythms, strengthening expression of the local people who feel very happy with the presence of the honorary guests in their village. Orlape dance usually uses the property of gaba-gaba or the stalk of sago tree, a typical food of Maluku people. People in Maluku also called it jagasagu. The dance is usually accompanied by traditional music instruments of Maluku, namely tifa, bamboo flute, ukulele, and guitar. The dance is played so harmonious, energetic, and dynamic, expressing aura of friendship, peace and togetherness. So, the dance also expressing sincerity of Maluku people. Well, listener, that was the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today with a topic about Orlape traditional dance from Maluku. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Service, Voice of Indonesia. Here is my language, informing you the traditional languages of Indonesia. Listener, Indonesia has hundreds of traditional languages spread across the regions. However, not all of them are known well by the people of Indonesia or even foreign people. One of them is Tobati language from Jayapura, Papua. Tobati language origins from the people living around Yotefa Bay or Jayapura Bay in Jayapura City, Papua Province. Currently, the speakers of Tobati language are spread in three districts in Papua Province, namely South Jayapura, Abepura, and Muara Tami. The amount of Tobati speakers in 1984 was 800 and becoming 600 in 1999. However, the number of speakers now is decreasing due to the influence of other languages. Even the speakers of Tobati language are predicted to be only 500 people remaining, which all of them are elderly. Therefore, the Tobati language is categorized as seriously endangered language. The alphabet of Tobati language uses the same ones with Indonesian or Latin. However, there are several characters unavailable in Tobati language, such as X, Q, V, and Z. Another uniqueness of Tobati language is its clause and sentence structure. If Indonesian structure consists of subject, predicate, object, the Tobati language uses subject, object, predicate. Listener, here is several word examples of Tobati language. Ngu, ngu, in English, I, Ntrica. Ntrica. In English, they. One. Want. In English, eat. Nasre. Nasre. In English, popeda. Moghot. Moghot. In English, mount. Rechau. Rechau. In English, to hike. Rora. Rora. In English, yesterday. Listener, now here are some examples of sentences in Tobati language. Nu nasre want. Nu nasre want. In English, I eat popeda. Rora entrica mogot recau. Rora entrica mogot recau. In English, yesterday, they hiked the mountain. Listener, that was my language for today about Tobati language. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me to the regular music corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present nostalgic pop songs by Indonesian female singer Iis Sugianto. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Jangan Sakiti Hatinya by Iis Sugianto. Happy listening.
Thank you.
The performance of a female singer with the real name Kuspuji Istiningtyah was firstly appeared on TVRI in 1978. Iis Sugianto once dedicated two songs in the album Selangkah ke Seberang from renowned singer Faris RM. Unfortunately, it has not managed to boost the name of Iis Sugianto in the Indonesian music world. The name of Iis has only been known since she dedicated the songs of an Indonesian singer, songwriter, and producer, Rinto Harahap. The first album of Iis Sugianto handled by Rinto Harahap entitled Jangan Sakiti Hatinya. The album was released in 1979. The leading song is the same title with the album Jangan Sakiti Hatinya. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Nasibmu Nasibku by Iis Sugianto. Happy listening.
Tapi tiada berbintang.
Listener successfully with the album Jangan Sakiti Hatinya did not necessarily make Ii Sugianto complacent. By singing the works of Rinto Harahap, Ii Sugianto raised her name in the Indonesian music industry. She was also known as a female singer around 1980s who dedicated sweet and melancholic songs. You've just listened to the song entitled Nasibku dan Nasibmu, which is the leading song of the album with the same title, Nasibku dan Nasibmu. The album was released in 1980, a year after the success of the album Jangan Sakiti Hatinya. The song Nasibku dan Nasibmu tells the story of the fate of a couple lovers who love each other but cannot live together. Well, listener, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Bunga Sedap Malam and Selendang Merah by Ii Sugianto. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Hujan turun lagi.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.